Hey, Backtrackers, it's me, John. Corey and I wanted to address that we record a lot of these episodes well in advance due to our busy schedules. We might not be discussing events in real time, such as Aerosmith postponing their Vegas shows. We are saddened by Steven's relapse, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Thank you guys for listening, and we appreciate all of you.
Good morning, glory, hallelujah to you, and welcome to Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited, the only podcast out there that's going to ask the important questions.
What's with the juju bees on your oo-oo-bees?
What is with the juju bees on your oo-oo-bees? Of course, I'm asking my good friend John Mariano, who's joining me every week. My name is Corey Morissette. John, how's it going, my friend?
It is going pretty well, Corey. Another week. Another round of Red Dead Redemption Online with my buddy Ken and my buddy Jeff. Another week of listening to Pop Rock and Radio. Another week of gorging on foods that I will not bring up here because I do not want to upset the apple cart.
Thank you for that. You were such a prick not that long ago. You would send me pictures of the shit you were cooking and making me just so envious and so upset. It almost destroyed my marriage, John, because my wife can't cook like you.
If I could have sent you the smell of that sausage and peppers, I absolutely, like, that's the next thing the phones need to do is like a smell app.
Oh, God, driving me nuts. But you mentioned our good friend Ken Knapsack. Let's talk about Ken Knapsack and Pop Rock and Radio. The big hits, album cuts, and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests. Sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop Rock and Radio community that features myself and John Mariano. So if you don't want to follow us on Twitter, but you want to interact with us live, when Ken's got a live stream going to Pop Rock and Radio, you're usually able to find one or both of us in the chat room talking about music and requesting super cool songs.
It's the way I spend my Saturday nights, Corey. I like to try to get together with a couple of friends. I put Ken on my iPhone on the Mixcloud app, and I plug that into my Bluetooth speaker. And just let it roll for 2 hours while we drink, hang out, and catch up.
It's a fantastic time. I'm looking forward to next Saturday where I can join my friends and go through that again. But tonight, John, we have some unfinished business. We got a mixtape that we have to populate. We've only got 12 songs on it right now. We're going to eventually have 18 songs on there, and we're going through over 300 to get there. I'm still not quite sure how this is going to work. It's easy right now. We're just listening to some great tunes and talking about them and putting them on the mixtape. But show 19 is where shit is going to get real.
Yeah, it's to me, show 19 is going to be a special one. Everyone should kind of earmark it right now because that's where the conversation really starts, Corey. And we might have to reformat the show a little bit by the time we get there because we're going to need a little bit more time for discussion.
That's right. And, show 19, that's Stevie Eiserman's number, my favorite hockey player of all time. So I'm looking forward to that one, even though I've already got a couple songs in my head that I'm pretty sure I'm ready to give the boot to. But, we'll see when that discussion comes around.
You know, I used to play as the Red Wings in NHL 94. And I used to just check the hell out of Wayne Gretzky, just like that movie. Oh, yeah. I love that game. And Eiserman was my guy.
And I met Steve Eiserman, fantastic individual, great guy, Canadian hockey legend. I got his jersey hanging up in my man cave, autographed by Stevie Y himself. And Detroit in NHL 94 was almost unstoppable. You had Fedorov and you had Lidstrom, you had all those great guys. So good call picking them to play with.
You with your humble brags are going to freaking kill me, Corey.
Well, you know what? Why don't we talk about what we got on the mixtape and what we got on the die? So last week, Walk on Water, one of the new tracks or unreleased tracks from Big Ones, found its way on there in slot number 12, which means we got six songs to pick from tonight, John, and they are Chip Away the Stone, which has been there since week one, Helter Skelter, You Gotta Move, Seasons of Wither, Sick as a Dog, and Just Push Play. So, John, what are you in the mood for tonight?
I'm really, like, I know I said it at the top of the show off the air to you, that it'd be really cool to get Helter Skelter out of the way on our 13th episode. But I'm kind of looking forward to just push play, you know? Every time that you throw a track on there that I haven't heard or I'm a little bit less familiar with, I get excited. And I've heard just push play, but I've certainly heard it a lot less than most of the other tracks that we throw on here. So I'm going to go with that. That would be my pick that I'm looking most forward to.
Awesome. I'm really hoping for a Chip Away the Stone. I put that on the die week one, and it's still there. It's the last OG track from week one on there. And it's just also one of my favorite Aerosmith songs. So what do you say, John? Let's give it a roll and see what we come up with.
Go ahead, Corey. Let your wrist fly.
All right, here we go. And we're going to come up with Seasons of Wither. This is a John pick. Maybe tell us a little bit about it. Why did you put this on the wheel so early?
So I honestly, I love this track. I wanted something for the fans. It's not on a lot of the greatest hits albums, and I feel like it should be. And we're making our own greatest hits album to a degree. So why don't we talk about it a little bit and hopefully justify missed opportunities over the years with all of these greatest hits albums and how few of them have had, or have any of them had Seasons of Wither on it?
You know what? I'm not sure if they ever did, actually. It was never released as a single. It kind of became a live staple in the early days. But I'm going to have to go back on their concert statistics here and see how many times Seasons of Wither was actually played. 317 over the years, John. So, yeah, needless to say, they like this track. Starting in 86, they started playing it and played it a ton, actually, in 2006. Played it 65 times on that tour. So a favorite of the band, but, it was never a big hit or anything. It was never a single or anything like that. One of those great songs off of Get Your Wings.
Yeah, no, this is a song that Tyler wrote back in 73, back when he was living with Joey Kramer. And, he was quoted as saying he used to lie down in his bed at dawn, listening to the wind in the bare trees and how lonely and melancholy it sounded. He was pissed off about his taxes and getting helps to write. So one night he went down to the basement where they had a rug on the floor and a couple of boxes for furniture, took out fun tunials and a few seconds and scooped up the guitar Joey gave him, and it was an old dumpster guitar, and lit some incense and wrote Seasons of Wither. So he wrote it, you know, just strumming a guitar in his basement. And nice. I think that's a pretty cool story.
Absolutely. And I was able to look it up. It was featured on Pandora's Box in 91 and Ultimate Aerosmith Hits in 2002. And there's a live version on the live album Rock in the Joint, which was released 2005. Also performed it on Unplugged as well.
Yeah, no, I know they performed it on Unplugged. And, it's a shame that they never officially released Unplugged, because I would love to review some of their Unplugged work.
Oh, I know. They had to. Hangman's Jury was a standout on Unplugged for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, Tesla covered this song on their Reel to Reel album not that long ago. So that'd be a pretty cool cover to check out if anyone's so inclined. I'm a pretty big fan of Tesla.
You and I both, Five Man Acoustical Jam was constantly playing on my car radio growing up.
I hear you. All right, John, what do you say? Let's go back to 1974. The album is Get Your Wings, and the song, Seasons of Wither. Yeah. So just to set the mood a little bit, if you're listening to this on vinyl, the song right before this was Train Kept Rolling. So we go from that to the crowd cheering to now this haunting kind of wind noise, this howling wind Kind of a cool little segue to this track, I thought.
Yeah, no, it's a great segue. And hearing the crowd for the first time, like an Aerosmith crowd, is kind of exciting. You know, like we said, I think we said last episode, we weren't looking to do any live tracks just yet. But here we are on Get Your Wings, and it's a studio album. It's still not one of the live albums. Mm-hmm. And here we are with Seasons of Wither, and we get to hear the crowd's reaction to one of their songs as we move into the Howling Winds. And now let's get haunted a little bit. So I think we have an interesting dynamic to the song already, Corey. It's like last week you had picked a pretty hard riff, and we open with a pretty hard riff here, but then we go into almost a song with the way Steven's singing with the instruments here. It almost feels like it belongs in a coffee shop to a degree, right? Like it's a really stripped back version of Aerosmith, and you're getting the best of both worlds very early on in the song.
Oh, yeah, and right off the hop, you got Steven Tyler on the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Kind of playing that intro riff right before the whole band, then you get little Joe on the electric, and then the whole band kicks in. Yeah, it's getting like, it feels like Aerosmith, then we dial it right back, and then you got poetic Steven Tyler with lyrics like, blues-hearted lady, sleepy was she, love for the devil brought her to me. And I thought Steven on this album really sounded fantastic. A lot is said about how he sang on the first album, kind of in a different voice. This is Steven Tyler showing off, you know, that great timbre to his voice and his singing style. He can cover a ton of different ranges, and here he is kind of doing a nice slow lower in the register type song, and one of my favorite Steven Tyler vocal performances is on this song.
Yeah, no, and like we're getting to meet peak Steven Tyler right here. And I know it's very early on to call it peak Steven Tyler, but this is, you know, to me, signature work of his, that if you want somebody to really appreciate the strength and power of his voice and the beauty of his voice, like, it's all here right now.
Say, live for
and that's the point live in concert where the crowd kind of goes nuts, right? You have that big kind of explosion musically there. And I just wanted to point out how great the rhythm section sounds on this song, like Joey and Brad and Tom. You know, you really got to kind of listen for him because it's very much a Steven Tyler song. He was the sole songwriter on this, but they're doing great work back there too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of layers to this song. You know, it's almost like an onion that every time you peel it back, you just have another layer underneath. And it's really, it's one of the strongest. This is why I wanted it on there, because especially early on in the podcast, like we're barely into double digits, you know, and here we are with this very haunting melody and the harmonizing and Steven's, you know, Steven's doing the Steven thing in many of the best ways, and nothing's overdone, you know, and, you know, I feel like later on, a lot of the songs we love, it almost feels like they're just dialing it up to 11, and here they didn't even have to dial up to 11 to make the song an 11.
Yeah. They kept it at a 4 for the longest time. And now we're getting that kind of full force of Aerosmith here.
Yeah.
I just catch myself listening to the song. I know we should be breaking in and offering some comments or insights, but I was just really loving the song.
Corey, I think it's safe to say right now, this is the king of the hill. Yeah, you know, of the songs on there, and look, we have some great stuff on there. We have some all-time greats with James Got a Gun, Other Side. This right now is going to be the one pushing the other ones off that mountain the longest.
Interesting. We'll see, because the couple you named, I'm pretty fond of. We'll see if Seasons of Wither can supplant them, but the song's got a little bit of everything. What do you think of these lyrics? You know, hard to describe. He's not really telling a story so much as just kind of flowery prose, right?
Well, I think he's describing a feeling, right? It feels more like he's describing a feeling, and you know, a lot of what I said from that quote at the top of the show is it was a state of mind, and I think that's what he's describing more so than telling an actual, like Janie's Got a Gun, he very clearly tells a story. Mm-hmm. And this, I feel like he's describing his feelings at this moment, and it's, you know, this song is a mood, right? And very much so. And I think we're getting that from the lyrics to the melodies, to every aspect of the song.
Very much like a tone poem in a way, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh,
Right. Corey, you don't get a signature guitar solo really in that song, but you get enough guitar on the outro to get enough of that stank and flavor to blend into what the rest of the song is doing and to keep up with the tone of the song.
And very much, I'm sure, Steven Tyler, I can imagine Steven going to Joe and saying, there's not really a solo in the song. You're going to get like 30 seconds at the end. And don't blow the speakers out. Make it very understated.
Make it understated, but play with it and have fun with it. And he does. It's a very restrained Aerosmith song, but in a lot of ways, it's the best of Aerosmith that we've heard so far.
So, John, at the end of the day, you said right now this is the King of the Hill. Are you standing by that?
I stand by that today. You know, my mood changes week to week, Corey.
I tell you what, I would certainly put it in the top three. I'm a big fan of The Other Side, and JD's got a gun as well. But Seasons of Weather, I think, is going to have a long lifespan on the mixtape. And who knows? Maybe it's got legs from show 13 to show 300 and whatever. Can it do it? I say absolutely. And you know what Steven would say about this song?
Outstanding.
I know it's one of his all-time personal favorites. He loves Seasons of Wither, and that's why they still do it. 2006 was still fairly recent. I know it doesn't feel like it, but you know, they got that big residency coming up in Vegas. I guarantee you they're going to break out Seasons of Wither at some point.
Yeah, no, they 100% will. And I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes a little bit of a staple in those shows out there. I hope everybody else really enjoyed it. I guess now we're getting to the point where I need to throw a song back onto the dice. And give me a second to think about it, Corey, because I honestly didn't. Like, I kind of got lost in the song a little bit here. And I didn't really think of a replacement song.
One of the favorite aspects of this show for me, John, is the blind panic one gets when they realize their song was chosen. And now they've got to try and find one very, very quickly. And so that's why, for myself, if anybody out there has an idea of a song they want to hear or put on the dice, let us know. Let us know on our Twitter handle, at BT Aerosmith, or on my personal Twitter, at CD Morissette. If you got a song you want us to put on the die right away, let me know. And I'll be pretty inclined to put it on there because, yeah, there's that blind panic, you know, either after the song just ends or during the song, we're like, oh my God, I got to pick one to put on there. What the heck do I go with? And I know John is frantically looking at his phone right now, going through the Aerosmith discography, trying to find a track to pick. How are you making out there?
I was actually just trying to find the right track to pick. And I think I want to go with Shame on You off of Done With Mirrors.
Shame on You. That's a song I am not really familiar with.
And that's why I'm picking it, because we've talked about Done With Mirrors a few times as kind of being like the lost album in the Geffen era. And I'd like to get a couple more tracks out of the way and see where they sit with us on this playlist.
There you go. That's a good one. Shame on You from Done With Mirrors, now on the dice. So, man, that's going to be interesting. It now joins Chip Away the Stone, Helter Skelter, You Gotta Move, Sick as a Dog, and Just Push Play. Going to be interesting next week to see what comes up. Anything you want to add, John, before we wrap it up here tonight?
No, just listen on to support our friend Ken, and listen and support Corey and Mark over on and the podcast will rock. Some pop back and radio, some podcast and the podcast will rock. And thanks for listening to us.
How is your Red Dead Redemption going? I know on a previous episode you talked about maybe some folks not being too kind to you on that game. How's it been going lately?
So we've taken a little bit of a break. Ken has really gotten into this. Ken's still playing on Twitch. Go follow Ken and support Ken. He's doing this Lego Star Wars game now. Ken's really big in the Star Wars community, and there's a really cool Lego Star Wars game that came out, and he's been playing that and just riffing and talking to folks on Twitch. So that's actually pretty cool to go watch and hang out and have a good time with that community over there.
Damn it, now I got to download Twitch. This is another thing I got to do. Like, I got Twitter, isn't that enough? But now, no, I want to see Ken play Lego Star Wars. I think that'd be a blast, because I know what a Star Wars expert he is and how hilarious he is. Now I got to find out what the hell Twitch is.
You know, Corey, one day at a time, one app at a time. Right now, why don't we let Mr. Tyler get the last word for us?
Absolutely. On behalf of my partner, John Mariano, my name is Corey Morissette. And as always, we give the last word to Steven Tyler.